When Chapman Billy's leave the street and through the neighbours, neighbours meet as market days are wearing late and folk begin to tack the gate while Tam sits boozing at the nappy and getting through an unco happy. He thinks now on the long Scots miles, the mosses, water, slaps and stiles that lie between him and his hame, where sits his sulky sullen dame, gathering a brows like a gathering storm, nursing her wrath to keep it warm. She prophesied that late or soon he would be found deep drowned in doom, or cast we warlocks in the mirk by alleyways all haunted curve. So dames, it gars me greet to think how money counts so sweet, how money length and sage advises, the husband free, the wife despises. The man can tether time or tide, the hour approaches Tam on ride, that arrow night's black heart's the keystain, that dreary heart Tam mounts his beast in, and sick a night he tacks the road in, as ne'er poor sinner was abroad in. The wind blew as twad blown its last, the rattling showers was on the blast, the speedy gleams the darkness swallowed. That night a child might understand the deal, had business on his hand, we'll mounted on his grey mare, mega better never lifted leg, and skelped on through Dobbin Mar, despising wind and rain and fire, went glimmering through groaning trees, Kirkcaldy seemed in a breeze.
Board, the beams were glancing, loud resounding mirth and dancing.
Inspiring bold your barleycorn, with dangers thou canst make a scorn, we tip in a, we fear nae hill, we ask a bay, we'll face the deal, he ventured forward on the light.
Wow! Tam saw an uncut sight, warlocks and witches in a dance.
Hornpipes, extra space and reels, put life and metal in their heels. A winner bunker in the east, their saddle neck and shape of beast. A towsy type like Grim and Lars, to key the music was his charge. He screwed the pipes and garth and skirt, a roof and rafters added their coffin stood like open presses that shod the dead in their last dresses, and by some devilish cantrip slight, each in its cold hand held a light, as Tam he glowered amazed and curious, the mirth and fun grew fast and furious, the piper loud and louder blew, the dancers quick and quicker flew.
Now Tam kenned what was what through Brawley. There was a winsome wench in Wally.
Her cutty sarco paisley harnad, while a lassie she had worn in longitude, though sorely scanty, t'was her best and she was bonny. Little kenned I reverend grat, that sarchie coughed for her wee nut, and how Tam soon like in bewitched, and thought it very e'en and rich.
E'en Satan glowered and fitched fu fain, and hocked and blew wi might and main, till first a caper sign and the other turns into sneezing altogether and roars out, "Well done, Cutty Sark!" And in an instant, all was dark. And scarcely had he Maggie rallied when up the hellish legion sallied. As bees fizz out, we angry fike, when plundering herds assail their bike. So Maggie runs, the witches follow, we Monnie and Eldrick screech and hollow.
Atam, atam, thou get thy fern in hell, they roast thee like a herd. In vain thy Kate awaits thy coming, Kate soon will be a wolf, a woman.
Now do thy speedy utmost, Meg, and win the keystone of the brig.
There at them now thy tail may toss a running stream, they dare nae cross, but ere the keystone team could make the fainter tail, she had to shake for Nanny far before the rest. Hard upon noble Maggie pressed, a fluid arm with furious ettle, but little was she Maggie's better.
A spring brought off her master hale, but left behind her ain grey tail. The carlin caught her by the rump, and left poor Maggie scarce a stump.
Now for this tale, oh, truth shall read. Each man and mother's son take heed. Whene'er to drink you are inclined, or Cutty Sark's run in your mind, think ye may by the joys o' dear remember Tam O'Shea.